Welcome to the Daily International OU Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Yom Revi'i, the 23rd day of the month of Tammuz. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors. In particular, I want to thank the Schwartz family for their continued support, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, we are always grateful and appreciate it. Please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi Avraham Bogopolsky, Mora D'Asra of Beth Jacob Congregation in San Diego, California, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Bogopolsky reciting our daily three chapters of Tehillim, the Mishnah Berach L'Cholem, and Achenu. We will conclude the call, as we have been doing the past few weeks, with a brief conversation with Rabbi Bogopolsky to learn more about his wonderful community. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Bogopolsky.
Thank you so much, everyone, and to the Orthodox Union for this opportunity, post in the Florida Sanya. We want to thank them for their efforts and continued efforts all the time for over the last century and more, and particularly during this time of the COVID crisis. Right now, we are in the thick of the 3 weeks, as it's known, the Bein HaMetzarim, which a few days ago, my chaver of a grandma spoke beautifully about the Bein HaMetzarim, but again, we know it typically as the 3 weeks. During this time, there are a few parshiyos of the Torah that are not haphazardly placed during this time, but specifically Matos, Maaseh, Devarim are always read during the 3 weeks. Sometimes, like a year like this, where the last week's portion of Pinchas is included as well. The significance of these parshiyos and the unifying message that these parshiyos give over to us is they all deal with our beloved Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel. Very particularly and specifically, that during these days of the Bein HaMetzarim, between the difficulties of Shavuos HaBetamos and Tisha B'Av, the 3 weeks is in order to fix and correct that which David HaMelech, King David, mentioned in Tehillim and Psalms, Psalm Kuvav 106, Pasuk Chav Dalet, verse 24, where King David says, Vayim Asu the Eretz Chemda, and they despised the desirable land, Lo'eminu L'dvaro, they had no faith in his word. It teaches us that we decided that we'd rather fall into the problems of the Midbar. But the Chidah, Rabbi Yosef Chaim David Azulay explains in his Sefer Nachah Kedumim, that the gematria, the numerical value of the words Eretz Yisrael, is tough Lamed Beis, 400, 430 and 2, giving a total of 832. The number isn't as significant as the spelling of those letters spell out Tate Lave, that a person should give of their heart to Eretz Yisrael, particularly during these Shabbatot, these weeks, these Shabbatos, specifically designed to be at this time. And why is this so? We have an opportunity to really rise above and to grow in our ruchniot, in our spiritual acclaim during these days, during these times. I know generally speaking, people feel, oh, the 3 weeks where there's restrictions, we can't do this, we can't do that. As we enter into the 9 days from Rosh Chodesh Av, the restrictions increase in our diets, in our physical appearances, in our grooming, in our other areas. And sure enough, as it gets to Tisha B'Av, the culmination of literally being in a full day of mourning, and one could look at it as a very horrible and difficult time. But the Hasidim HaRishonim, the earlier pious ones, explained through a mashal, through a great parable, that when one seeks out the king, if the king is in his place, specifically one has to make a tremendous amount of effort to go to the king, to get in and access the king himself. He's in his great palace. He's in a place that's secluded from the masses and difficult to reach without great protection and permission to get in, in order to reach the king to speak to him. But that's not the case if the king would be in the field. The king would be in the field without the protection of the buildings, without the moats, without anything around him besides a few people. Then we could access the king in a much easier and closer fashion. So too during the days of Bein HaMetzarim, during these 3 weeks, where originally the Ribono Shel Olam, God Almighty, was in the palace. He was in the Beis HaMikdash. He was there. And times when one look at it, that it's difficult to access. But now, unfortunately, and the irony is that Hashem is in the sada, that God is in the field. He's no longer bound there. He is also as if in the Golus, that God is also in the exile with us. And that's why the Navi Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah, will, as we will recite, hopefully we'll avoid it, called Rodfea, Hisigua Bein HaMetzarim, that whoever chases after Hashem, who chases after God, between these days, will reach him. We have the opportunity for that shleimus, for that completeness, in order to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God. And these days are easier to reach God than at other times. And it is a time of tikkun, of reparation. It's a time of fixing the problems that occurred during the time of the Beis HaMikdash's demise and the destruction during this same time period. Many are familiar with the Rambam Maimonides, Hilchos Tshuva, the laws of repentance, in the second chapter, in the very first halacha, where he speaks how incredible tshuva, repentance, is. That in order to attain tshuva gemura, a complete repentance, if one revisits the same place that they had sinned, under the same exact circumstances, the same time period of their person's life, and this time, instead of succumbing to the temptation, to the sin, they are able to overcome that particular sin, that is the highest level and a way of being metaken to fix everything that he had done in the past. And so too now, during these 3 weeks, is when the chait, when the sin of the destruction of the temple occurred. And now we are revisiting the same place, the same time, and we have this great opportunity to rise above, to do that teshuvah, to repent, both in terms of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, between each and every one of us, to our fellow man, a person, to make sure that we don't continue to make the same mistakes, to do the same sins that we did, that was the reason that the temple was destroyed. Gemara, Chazal, the rabbis teach us that every generation that does not see the rebuilding of the temple is because we are actually doing the same sins. And therefore, let's look at those sins and let's use it as an opportunity of growth, and particularly for Eretz Yisrael. For when we look towards Eretz Yisrael, where the makom, the place of the Mikdash was, our homeland, this is the opportunity to look at the land itself and the people of Eretz Yisrael, to give chizuk, to give strength throughout the world of all the Jewish people throughout. And Amir Tashem, God willing, with God's help, during these difficult times, we'll have the inner strength to see Eretz Yisrael, to see our brethren, and to recognize why we have, why we're in this situation, why our plight is as such. And hopefully, speedily in our days, we'll be able to celebrate the reunification, the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, and all of Klal Yisrael to come together under one roof once again from all of the areas of the world. At this time, I would like to continue with Tehillim as we recite Psalm 20. Kapitel Chaf. Lam Natzeach Mizmor LeDavid. Ya'ancha Adonai B'yom Tzara. Yitzagecha Shem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh. Umitzion Yisodeka. Yizkor Kol Minchosecha. Vilosecha Yidashne Sela. Yiten Lecha Chilvavecha. Lechol Atzosecha Yimalei. Niranana Bishua Secha. Uvishem Eloheinu Nidgol. Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha. Ata Yodati Ki Hoshia Adonai Mishicho. Ya'aneu Mishmei Kadosho. Bigvuros Yesha Yimino. Eile Varechev Ve'eile Va'asusim. Va'anachnu B'shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir. Heima Karu V'nafalu. Va'anachnu Kamnu V'nisodod. Adonai Hoshia. Hamelach Ya'aneinu V'yom Karenu. Kapitel Chav Zayin, Chapter 27. L'David Adonai Ori V'yishi Mimi'ira. Adonai Ma'oz Chayai Mimi'efchad. Bikrov Olai Mirayim Lecholes V'sari. Sarai V'oivai Li. Heima Kashlu V'nafalu. Im Tachane Olai Machane Lo Yira Libi. Im takum olai milchama, bezos ani boteach, achas shalti meis Adonai, osa abakesh, shivti beveis Adonai kol yimei chayai, lachazos benom Adonai, ulvake beicholo, ki yitzpeneni besuko biom ra'a, Yas tireni b'seser o'alo b'tzur yirom emeini. Ve'ato yorum roshi al oivai siriv osai. Ve'ez becha ve'alo zivchei siruwa. Ashiro ba'azamo la'adonoi. Shema Adonai koli ekra. L'chaneini ba'aneini. L'cha omar libi bachu fonai. Es ponecho Adonai avakesh. Al tastem ponecho mimeni. Al tat be'af evdecho. Es rosi ha'iso. Al titisheni v'al ta'azveini. Elohei yishi. Ki ovi v'imi adavuni. V'adonai ya'asveini. Horeini Adonai darkecho. ונחני ברח מישור, ומן שורירוי. אל תתנני בנפש צרוי, כי קמו ועדי שקר ופיח חמוס. לולי האמנתי לראות בטובה אדוני בארץ חיים. קווה אל אדוני, חזק ויאמץ ליבך, וקווה אל אדוני. Capital Kuf Lamed, 130. Shir Hamalos, Mima Makim Krasicha Adonai, Adonai Shema Vikoli, Tiena Oznecha Kashuvos, Lekol Tachanunoi, Imavonos Tishmoya, Adonai Miyamod, Ki Imecha Hasilicha, Leman Tivarei, Kivisi Adonai, Kivisa Nafshi, Vilidvaro Hocholti. Nafshi Adonai, Mishomrim Laboker, Shomrim Laboker. Yachel Yisrael El Adonai, Ki Im Adonai Hachesed, Habeimo Fidus. Vehu Yivdes Yisrael, Mikol Avonosov. At this time, we'll make a Misha Berach, a prayer for the sick. I will pause at the time of the insertion of names, and everyone should insert someone that is ill at this time for a speedy recovery and a full recovery. Misha Berach Avoseinu, Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, Hu Yivarech, Verape, Es Acholim. Ba'avur she'anachnu mispalelim ba'avuram mischar zeh kodesh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem lachlimam l'raposam l'chazikam l'chayosam v'yishlach lahem mehera refuah shlema min ha'shamayim v'chol eivareim v'chol gideim b'soch shor chole Yisrael refuah ha'nefesh refuah ha'guf hashtob ba'golo v'zman kariv v'noimar. Amen. We'll conclude with Achenu. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim batzaro vashivyo homdim bein bayom uvein bayabasha hamakom irachem aleihem v'yotziem mitzor v'yirvacha umeafelo l'ora umishibud l'geula hashta ba'agalo v'zman kariv v'neimar. Amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Legopolsky. As we transition and shift into the next part of our call, how are you, your family, and your wonderful community doing?
Baruch Hashem. We're all doing relatively well. Under the circumstances, we're trying to not only to survive, but try to thrive throughout this time.
It's a great attitude to have. So for those of us who aren't familiar with your community and maybe have never had the great fortune to visit San Diego, could you please provide us with a brief overview of the shul and the community in general?
Beth Jacob Foundation is the first Orthodox shul synagogue in San Diego. Practically 1939, we incorporated. We have a beautiful facility here in San Diego. I know for those who have been here, you can definitely testify to the beauty of the community itself. There are a number of shuls, Orthodox shuls spread out through San Diego County. There's a Young Israel, the two OU shuls, there are many Chabad centers, and the other denominations as well, and also Jewish, other denominations. And we have a Torah Masorah Day School, Chabad School, and then some other pluralistic school and others as well. At our shul, we approximately have about 100 families. We're now Baruch Hashem on the younger side of things since the time that we've arrived here in San Diego.
Amazing. I was going to ask you if it's 72 every day, but I just did a quick Google. It's actually 73 right now.
Yeah, yes, it's summertime now, so it's a little higher.
It's a heat wave.
Exactly.
Rabbi Golgovsky, how would you say your community has grown from the ongoing pandemic? Is this something that's changed or something you believe needs to change? Or perhaps is there a story, something that's happened in the community, COVID-related, that you could speak to?
So I'll answer, try that in a two-pronged way. We, Baruch Hashem, here in San Diego, California, has been extremely careful. The shutdowns took place very early here. Again, to the dismay of people who really want activity to be happening, the shuls shut down indoors. In fact, right now we're back to a step back where we can no longer have indoor davening, only outdoor davening. Some people, like everyone else in the beginning, related to private time. They had the time to really get into their davening, their families. It's definitely taken a toll overall on everyone's lives. There's no question. Sometimes people say to me, and I ask them, I say, you know, how are you doing? They say, oh, we're doing great. I said, really? I'm not doing so great. You know, it takes a toll on everybody at a certain level. We don't sometimes realize it because it happens every single day. But the totality is like that. But overall, Baruch Hashem, we have a healthy community, B'li Ayin Hara. And, again, the precautions are all in place. And so we don't have anything direct. I mean, we've heard about people, unfortunately, but right now things are under control. So how we've been doing, you know, I say, you know, everyone is doing their own things, the struggles with their children, being at home. That's the primary, of course, the seniors who are alone and isolated. People do get out a little, but overall it's not so, you know, there's nothing specific regarding that. I do have a quick story, if we have time for that.
Absolutely.
I heard this story directly from a Rabbi Chaim Bogopolsky, who happens to be my nephew. He's a rabbi in Long Island. And he called me. He was doing a funeral during the COVID crisis, unfortunately, where it would be just him and a few people from the family. And the family wasn't particularly, we'll call it observant. They didn't realize the implications and, you know, of having a minion or not a minion. They would have liked one. But the rabbi knew this person who passed away. He was someone who used to come to shul all the time and, might even have been, I think, a survivor, Holocaust survivor. And he felt so horrible that not being able to have the minion. And he felt really, really bad about it. And they had, like all the other stories, unfortunately, that we've heard about, the small funerals, the Zoom funerals and so on. And he came to the funeral and they didn't have enough. And he looks upon, it's a true story, he looks in the distance and he sees a group of 10 Hasidim in the cemetery. And he calls over the funeral director and he asks them, he says, you know, he says, what are they doing here? So he says, he really didn't know. So he went over to them, the funeral director, and he asked them, what are they doing? And they said that they were sent here because there's a certain tzaddik's kever, grave, of a certain holy individual, and there was someone that needed special prayers, and they were dispatched to come together to pray at the grave of this great person for, you know, for blessings. And not to the person, but through the individual, okay, at the cemetery.
Right.
And sure enough, he just said, "Could we borrow you for, you know?" The problem was they were walking around; they couldn't find the actual grave. And so they just said, "Could you mind me a favor? Could you just, you know, come? We can make a minion so they could say Kaddish." And they actually did. So they actually had a minion for this individual, like, again, I think was a survivor and really deserved it, in the sense everyone deserves it, but really would have meant a tremendous amount. And sure enough, they came over. But the incredible part is that they were in the wrong place. That only because the funeral director knew the area, the space where the righteous person was actually buried, the right location, he was able to send them to the, whether it was a different cemetery, a different part of the cemetery, to direct them to where they were supposed to be, because they couldn't find it. So it's only because of that they came and they were in this area that this funeral needed a minion. They engaged in the conversation, were they able to then go ahead and find the actual place where they were supposed to be. And I'm a firm believer, and I told this to my nephew. I said, I'm sure that there is some type of connection. And I'm sure there's like these amazing stories that like Rabbi Yoel Gold and others, Rabbi Pesach Kron, will find out one day that there must be some connection between this great tzaddik who they were looking for and this person who's being buried. And maybe for the person that they were praying for, there's a connection. And we are just looking at the small part of the picture of the story, but there's a bigger, bigger part to this. And I believe there really is, and I can't wait to hear about it one day, who knows, in the future. But the Hashgacha and the unification, the beauty of the Jewish people, to me, that was something very, very awe-inspiring.
Wow. Yeah, it's a great story, and I, too, was waiting for that connection where you were going to say that they were somehow a family.
I'm sure there is, but we don't know of it yet, and that's the history of the Jewish people.
Right. We'll wait for the next Rabbi Pesach Kron book. Anyways, right. Rabbi Zalakosti, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a brief picture of what sounds truly like a wonderful community. As we are with all of Klal Yisrael and of the entire world, our thoughts and our prayers are with you and your family and community for continued bracha, success, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova, and may the Rabboni She'olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Thursday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for words of inspiration from Rabbi Eliezer Zwickler of Avas Achim, B'nai Jacob and David, in West Orange, New Jersey. This concludes today's call with hearts full of faith. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, safe, and healthy day.